WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and today we're diving into something super important, something that affects every single one of us. Self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another podcast about bubble baths and face masks, hear me out. This isn't just about pampering yourself though, let's be honest. That's awesome too. This is about intentionally prioritizing your mental health because, folks, it's not selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run a car without checking the oil or fueling it up, right? Your mind and body are no different. They need regular maintenance to run smoothly. So, let's get real for a second. How many of us actually prioritize our mental well-being? Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, running on fumes, barely keeping your head above water? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than the Great Wall of China and every day feels like an uphill battle? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't about finding more time, it's about making time for what truly matters. And trust me, the benefits are huge. Self-care can dramatically improve your mood, reduce stress, boost your energy levels, and even sharpen your focus. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental game. Now, I know you're probably thinking, okay, Taylor, that sounds great, but where do I even begin? Don't worry, I got you covered. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your self-care journey. 1. Listen to your body. Seriously, pay attention to those signals. Feeling drained? Need a break? Craving some sunshine? Your body is constantly communicating with you. Learn to decipher its messages and respond accordingly. Sometimes all you need is a quick walk outside or a few minutes of quiet reflection to recharge. 2. Ditch the guilt. This one's big, people. Taking time for yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Stop feeling guilty about putting your needs first. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. If you want to be your best self, you need to take care of yourself first. 3. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's a powerful mood booster. Even a short walk can release endorphins and leave you feeling more energized and positive. Find an activity you enjoy, dancing, hiking, yoga, whatever gets you moving, and make it a regular part of your routine. 4. Fuel your body right. You are what you eat, folks. Nourishing your body with healthy foods is crucial for both physical and mental well-being. Focus on whole foods like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Ditch the processed junk and sugary drinks that can leave you feeling sluggish and drained. 5. Disconnect to reconnect. We live in a world of constant stimulation, notifications buzzing, emails pouring in, social media feeds overflowing. It's exhausting. Make time for digital detox. Put your phone down, step away from the screen, and reconnect with yourself and the world around you. Think about that last stressful day you had. Maybe it was a deadline at work, a tough conversation with a loved one, or just the overwhelming feeling of I have to do everything. How did you handle it? Chances are, you reached for your phone, scrolled through social media, or maybe even watched some mindless TV to try and numb the stress. But here's the thing. That temporary escape only delays the inevitable. True self-care isn't about avoiding difficult emotions, it's about learning to navigate them in a healthy way. Let me tell you a story. Just last week, I had one of those days where everything felt like it was going wrong. My coffee maker broke, I spilled my lunch all over myself, classic Taylor, and then I got stuck in traffic for an hour. It was enough to make anyone want to scream into the void. But instead of spiraling, I remembered a simple self-care trick. Taking 5 deep breaths. Seriously, just focusing on my breath and letting go of the tension helped me calm down and regain control. It sounds cliche, but it really works. Okay, so remember those key takeaways. Listen to your body, ditch the guilt, move your body, fuel your body right, and disconnect to reconnect. These aren't just suggestions, they're powerful tools for building a more resilient and fulfilling life. You deserve to feel good, inside and out. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media at The Calm Within Podcast. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every day is a fresh start. Take care of yourself and keep striving for that inner calm. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.